Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Holy crap, thanks for listening to us. We really appreciate it. Whether you're listening to us as a podcast from your favorite podcast app or you're listening to us in the live stream, we appreciate you guys. And we also appreciate those that might listen to the reruns on crabdiving.com/listen. 24/7 stream running. You're listening to the stream right now. If you're listening live, the dog is starting her noises already. Yeah.
God, I just read a funny meme.
Which apparently is part of one of the favorite parts of the show of several people.
What?
Yeah, the dog. The whole Kong toy deployment and the whole.
We should just leave a camera on Shelby. How do we do that? Is there a way to mount something where it just hangs in front of her face?
You said mouth. They're back, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the series is back.
Oh, Beavis that's right. Beavis and Butthead, everybody.
As a series premiered last night on Paramount Plus. We don't have an affiliate link for them, or I would recommend it even more.
They don't listen to Nick Fuentes, do they?
Who?
Beavis and Butthead. They're not,
No.
They're not maggots? Mm-mm-mm. How'd that happen? You know, and realistically, Beavis and Butthead, there would be a pretty high likelihood of maggotdom. I guess that's why this is fiction.
But they're kind of lovable schmucks, and at times they weren't bad guys. That's kind of the whole thing, is they were stupid. Oh boy.
That dog.
She knows that bone's up there and she's angry. She's getting a special Friday. Don't sit like that with your ears straight up in the air. You look like
the tank.
You look like a strange dog. Your ears straight up.
Oh yeah. You look weird.
I'm gonna let her go because she's losing her mind. We'll see what transpires. Right. I forget what we were talking about. Who gives a fuck? Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And also thank you for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or if you use the banner on the webpage.
Yes.
Every session.
Ooh.
Every buying session.
Right.
Then we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
You know, I read a meme that I was laughing at just as the show was starting, and it was panels of Joe Biden and then Donald Trump. And hold on, Shelby, I am going to finish this joke before she gets that treat. That's how this works. I get my joke done and then the treat. And then Joe Biden says, knock, knock. Oh, she'll give her the treat. I mean, that's me. Go ahead and give her the treat.
No, go ahead. I want to take a picture of her with one ear up.
Joe Biden says, knock, knock. And Trump says, who's there? And then Joe Biden says, Joe. And then Trump says, Joe who? And then Biden says, Joe ass is going to jail.
All right.
You think that's true? You think that was a good meme? You can look for that on Facebook.
Where are they that they're sharing rooms that they can knock on each other's door like that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's right.
It begs questions.
It's a knock-knock joke. You're right. Well, Joe Biden's going to Mar-a-Lago. I hope not. I mean, the guy's just had COVID twice. That's the last place you want to go, right?
You know, I really wish I had a Shelby mic, though, like a little boom. Right. That, like a selfie stick or something I could put a mic on and just kind of move it down there because the noises she's making right now.
Can we sell then? We could say for a certain price you can get the POV of the dog. POV of the hound.
People would probably watch a Shelby cam of some sort.
Oh, yeah. I think they would.
Because people do that shit.
You're better than we are.
By the way, I before we get into the headlines, let me make sure there's nothing like really horrific or something that I missed that it'll be horrible if I if I don't talk about it right away. I mean there's shit going on, but
yes.
I forgot one from yesterday that's very important to the show.
Oh.
And our listeners and
Shelby.
And a priority. I'm going to deploy this bone, bone.
Deploying the special bone.
She's making me fucking crazy.
Deploy the special bone,
Fight a nickel.
Says Orban to Donald Trump.
Here you go, buddy. Happy Friday.
Yay!
Bye-bye.
You know what you said yesterday? You said we meant to talk about how the GOP is just putting Viktor Orban's dick so far back in their throat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Orban news from yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is crazy. What is their problem? I mean, fucking really?
He's trying to destroy the democracy over in Hungary and did a good job. He's got the media under his thumb.
God damn.
He's got his own people in power. They've essentially gerrymandered or whatever. Right. They've made it so that they can't lose elections.
We can't. And I mean this in a positive way that they might like it. Is there a way we can lock everybody in at CPAC and just let them exist in their own little bubble in there, but just keep them in there?
We wouldn't. That's like a prison camp. We don't do prison camps.
Oh, I know, but that they might. I don't know. They are scary.
Jeff Bezos' unfinished mega yacht, Ryan.
Unfinished? Gosh, Jeff.
Still not done.
What's wrong with the ground?
Was towed away from a Dutch shipbuilding yard before dawn on Tuesday, a couple days ago.
Right.
Just weeks after the Rotterdam residents threatened to pelt the luxury vessel with eggs if the city went through with plans to dismantle a landmark bridge to make way for the $500 million ship. I learned more about the bridge, by the way, what's it called? De Hef. It's no longer even being used.
Oh.
That it's just a landmark. Yeah.
Right, right.
But it's beloved. It's like the symbol of the town.
And so this guy's like, oh, well, let me just blow it up.
Yeah. The 417-foot-long three-masted yacht, which goes by the name Y-721.
Okay.
Was relocated from the Ocean Coast Shipyard in Alblasserdam.
Yes.
To the Greenport Yard, just 24 miles away in Rotterdam.
Why doesn't he have like a cool name for a boat, like a classic, like Luck Be a Lady?
Well, they'll probably rename it.
What is it named? 721.
The working title.
These weird rich fucks.
Well, that's the manufacturer's working number on it.
Right.
It's probably Yacht 721.
I bet it's nice. I would live on it unfinished. Yeah. Finished. I'll make a deal. If you guys don't want to finish this, you're tired of working on it, give it to me. I live on that motherfucker.
How are you going
to
maintain that?
As is, I'm not going anywhere. I'm tying that motherfucker.
How are you going to maintain it?
Maintain it. I am tight. I am going to put it up on blocks
but you
in
still
a yard.
Have to do shit.
I'm not dying at sea, but I will live
what
in that
kind
nice
of
fucking
yard
boat.
Are you gonna have?
I don't care. I'm going to you know what? I'll bury it in the ground. And then it'll be very environmentally.
It's 417 foot long.
Listen to this. I'm gonna bury it underground.
Okay.
Most of it, and it's gonna be the best bug out shelter you've ever fucking seen. And so when the shit hits the fan of all my cans, you know, all my hand warmers, all my shit stowed in that huge ass fucking boat.
Video of the towing was posted on YouTube. Listen to this Dutch yacht enthusiast Hanko Bol. What a great name! Hanko Bol, Hanco, first name Bol.
I like Hanko. Okay, Hanko Bol. It's cool. Like he's a yacht enthusiast. He's a yacht enthusiast. There. Meaning he likes to look at boats.
Well, probably like airplane enthusiasts who go to the airport just to plane spot.
Right. Now, does he have a boat or a yacht?
Or when Roy Moore used to go to the mall to Tot Spot.
Roy Moore is a teenage enthusiast.
He was. That's what I. That's what I've called him in a few blog posts that I've had to describe him.
And the people of Alabama almost said yes to that.
Barely.
I mean, and they said
didn't. Barely didn't right. say yes yeah. to that.
And he had some gigs before. I mean, whatever.
Hanko Bol, yacht enthusiast, wrote, "We never saw a transport going that fast."
Oh, yes.
It took less than 3 hours for the ship to travel southwest along the Noord Canal,
right?
Even though it normally requires twice as much time to transverse.
Right.
He thinks that Ocean Co., the company that was commissioned to build the yacht, chose the timing of the move in order to keep it under wraps.
Oh, yes.
Given the publicity right. that it has generated.
Does it run off adrenochromium?
Rotterdammers were furious about plans to dismantle De Hef Bridge, also known as Koningshavn.
Oh, yes.
They threatened to pelt the yacht with eggs if it made the journey. And I think like one guy put it up as a Facebook page as a joke. And then all right. of a sudden it had like 100,000 people signing up. Like, we'll be there. we'll be there with eggs. We're going to toss them at that motherfucker.
That guy's a genius. He found out what everybody liked.
Didn't like.
Well,
yeah.
yeah. What everybody yeah, yeah, wanted yeah. to do. Hilarious.
Bull writes that the yacht's route was designed to avoid traveling through the Rotterdam city center and underneath the Hef, even though it would have saved more time.
Right. Yeah.
Last month, Ocean Co. announced they had dropped the request for the Rotterdam City Council to approve the temporary dismantling of the bridge.
Yes.
The company had indicated that Bezos, the second richest person in the world, was willing to foot the bill for the removal of the middle section of the span so the yacht would be able to sail through the Niue. It's too many vowels, dudes.
Right.
Niue, Mass River.
So they finished it to a point where so they could still get around the bridge to get it out. Why? That seems reasonable. As reasonable as this could be, you know? Is that true?
Bull speculates that Ocean Co. intentionally avoided towing the unfinished yacht underneath De Hef. They probably could have.
Right.
Because they just without the mass on it, they probably could have gotten this room.
Fucking pussies.
He said, he told Der Spiegel.
Nein!
When I was standing on one of the bridges, they shined a searchlight on me, so it wasn't easy for me to take pictures.
You know, I just want to.
That was Irish.
Yeah, oh God. I want to.
At the end.
I want to apologize for saying nine, like it, you know, whatever.
Well, Der Spiegel is German.
They're anti. Well, yeah. I'm making Nazi voices, and these aren't.
Say Guten Tagen.
And these people are, in my opinion, are awesome.
Say Willkommen.
Right. This story makes me want to live in Rotterdam. I like this. I like people that are like, oh, you want to fucking blow up our bridge? We're going to come get you, you rich fuck. I love it.
He said, when I was standing on one of the bridges, they shined a searchlight on me.
Jeez.
So it wasn't easy for him to take pictures. According to Dutch media reports, it will take several more months for the ship to be completed.
Right.
There you go.
I think Jeff Bezos should do the only right thing here. You need to hand that boat over to Whale Wars, to the Sea Shepherd, correct?
Oh, God, yeah. Go protect the whales. I haven't checked in on them in a long time.
I'm sure they're still out there doing shit.
So there you go, a true crab diving headline.
Yay!
Jeff Bezos' yacht has slithered out the back door into a different port.
Right.
And their half will remain unmolested.
That's nice. That's nice. Matt Gaetz joke, and then maybe a joke about the Catholic Church.
Over at the...
And
sure.
Toss, I'll bring it back around to Roy Moore.
You toss a Hastert in there, maybe a Rudy laying there trying to tuck his shirt in, wink, wink.
Meet me at the Four Seasons.
Desperate drug makers pushing falsehoods about mansion deal, says the headline over at HuffPo. I wonder if his daughter is one of them.
Oh, absolutely. Why? What do you mean? These they don't like the deal?
A series of ads from industry-backed, that's hard to say with the Invisalign in.
Right.
Industry. A series of ads from industry-backed groups falsely suggests cuts to Medicare are on the way. That's a lie. The ad running in West Virginia opens with a harrowing scene. The ad running in West Virginia opens with a harrowing scene. An elderly woman waits in a doctor's office for test results. Reading from a chart, the doctor delivers the bad news. Senator Joe Manchin is, quote, negotiating a bill that would strip nearly $300 billion from Medicare.
This is a lie. Correct? It's a lie.
And it says that research on the treatment that you're receiving must be stopped to the woman sitting there.
Shame on you motherfuckers.
Sorry, Nana. Joe Manchin wants you dead.
Ooh, who's worse, the Big Pharma or the cartel?
Well, in this country, I think we have Big Pharma. Of a direct effect from Big fucking Pharma.
That's right.
The not-so-subtle implication of the ad is that the Manchin-crafted economic deal with the Senate that they will vote on this weekend is going to kill grandma.
What an ass. Are you allowed to go put out a... To put out, like, advertisements that are supposed to look like something that's real, but then have it just be total fucking bullshit?
Well, that's the question, because, I mean, it seems like one of those things that they would loosely base it on. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll, yeah. There's something in there that, where they're like, oh, well, something's going to... Here it is.
Yeah.
They explain it here.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I would say, how does anyone have a fighting chance for the side of good if, you know, if Big Pharma is just throwing bullshit? I mean, how much money do they have? They shouldn't be allowed to do that, though. They shouldn't be allowed to spend any money on marketing.
Well, you know, I concur that there's no reason that we should be hearing about explosive diarrhea and infections of the taint.
Right.
Literally. Those are some of the side effects of some of these drugs. You have to hear the stupid for 10 seconds of, here's our drug that's going to help you with your diabetes. Here's 27 seconds of all the shit that might happen to you for taking our drug.
Why is Joe Montana talking to me about ED and then throwing a football through a tire swing?
And then you have assholes going to their doctors being like, why am I not on this thing that I saw on TV?
it's really fucked
it
up.
It should not happen.
Yeah.
The 30-second spot is from the Center for Innovation and Free Enterprise. Wink, wink, wink.
Okay.
Targeting the Democrat. Well, it's Joe Manchin, who crafted the party's ultimate legislation delivering what's left of President Joe Biden's economic agenda. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
Is one of a slew of last-minute ads from... Oh, this ad is one of a... God, this is a long sentence, brothers. This is one of a slew of last-minute ads from a conservative and pharmaceutical industry groups aimed to scare senior citizens by falsely implying Democrats are planning to cut Medicare.
Bam!
One sentence.
Wow, what publication is that?
HuffPo.
Good job. Who did that? Who wrote that sentence?
Two people.
Oh, see? That might be the problem.
Yeah.
Two people.
That comma could have separated that and... Give your voiceover artists a second to breathe.
Did they win if they write a long sentence like that? Do you think there are any contests at the HuffPo, like who has the longest sentence? Meaning words, like about words, I mean,
maybe.
Guess.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got one past the editors.
Yeah, you really.
So they're falsely implying that they're planning to cut Medicare. The line, which has also been picked up by Republican politicians, shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What party again?
Twists the reality of the legislation. Here's the grain of some kind of number, $300 billion, which is they've decided to now twist.
Yeah.
And say, hey, they're cutting your Medicare.
Right.
It gives Medicare the ability to use its buying power as the nation's largest health insurance provider to negotiate lower costs from drug companies.
Yes.
We like this. Medicare will now cover drugs at a much, 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 much lower price. And when we get Medicare for everybody, it'll be better.
So you're saying the price of ivermectin will fall?
Yes. Hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, good.
Whatever you need to boof.
whatever Jim Baker sold, I can't remember.
The colloidal silver.
That's the best one.
It is projected to save Medicare $300 billion over the next decade.
Okay, that's good.
So Medicare will save money because it's negotiating these prices now.
Yes.
So they're going to save $300 billion. So they're saying, look, they're cutting your Medicare $300 billion.
That's not a fair argument because that's...
And they wave it around and they cover everything else with their thumbs and fingers. And they you see the number $300 billion. They're like, bleh.
Right, right. And then abortion or some shit. God damn it. I'm begging you dumb fucks. Be less dumb. I don't know what it takes, but make a promise to you. If you're one of these dumb fucks that votes against their own interests all the time, what could they do to help themselves? What could they do to want them to vote for something that would help you rather than stab you in the dick?
What about my guns?
No one's coming for the shit that you're financing from Pier One. No one cares about your dumb fucking kids either.
Pier One.
No one's grooming your stupid fucking kids. No one cares.
To Pier One.
What?
Like they're going to Pier One.
I don't know. No one wants your shit.
The Washington Post, Kaiser Health News, and the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget have all called these arguments false.
Right.
Or misleading. The reductions that are occurring in Medicare spending have the effect of lowering costs for people on Medicare.
What is wrong with people?
There is no taking away of money from Medicare. It's lowering prices so that Medicare and people covered by it end up spending less.
Someone needs to go on TV and say it like this. It means when you go and buy your shit from the pharmacy, it will be less money to pay. It will be less money to pay than now. Yes. Right? Is that, does everyone like that?
And the provision also caps out-of-pocket spending on drugs at $2,000 a year, which is huge.
That's a lot.
For older people who are sometimes spending that a month.
Yes.
At least.
Again, how do we explain this for the dumb fucks?
There's numbers.
Have they ever gone to the pharmacy and be like, oh, can I pay a little more, please? Can I? God.
Yeah, my chlamydia cream.
Yeah, just think about that. Your chlamydia cream will cost less. You get more chlamydia now.
By the way, don't text me. Don't at me. I don't know if there's chlamydia cream or if it. Or I don't know what the treatments are. I don't care.
It don't matter.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is these scumbag drug makers are trying to spin this, trying to tell old people that hey, mansions. Mansion's coming for your Medicare.
Is there, you know, on the flow chart to what is wrong with this country, do all the arrows stop at just everyone's stupid? Is that it?
Well, a lot of them, sure. Oh, man. Start there. I don't know. And it's circular. Start and end there.
There's just no.
Tommy, today's Faithless Friday, by the way.
Oh, that's right, Jesus. Hey, how's it going?
Let's go to the Drudge Report. Oh, well, it looks like shit's hitting the fan in the Mideast. 100-plus Gaza rockets fired into Israel.
Shit, man. Good God.
Maybe I'm going to choose a different source here.
Right. What was your source?
The Times of Israel.
Yeah.
And the Jerusalem Post. I don't know how...
Do you think they're biased?
Unbiased their coverage... Of rockets flying into their own country.
I would
maybe?
Check out Breitbart or.
Oh, you're anti-Semitic. You hate Jews because you're not listening to what the Islamic Times or the Times of Israel says.
There's one of those right wing nut job websites that I missed that we used to do stories from all the time, and they were the one that said Barack Obama was going to detonate a nuclear weapon to stay in power.
Oh.
Who the fuck were those guys?
Here's Reuters.
Right.
Palestinian militants in Gaza fired dozens of rockets into Israel on Friday in response to Israeli airstrikes.
Yeah.
Which killed at least 10 people, including a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement.
Jeez.
So.
What happened?
As we say, it was in response to Israeli airstrikes. Which killed at least 10 people.
Again, I don't understand because Jared supposedly went over there and smoothed everything out. And now look at this. Great job, dickhead. I mean, Jared, you owe us an apology. I don't think it worked.
So the headline over at the Jerusalem Post is Palestinian Islamic Jihad fires over 100 rockets from Gaza into Israel.
Jeez.
The rocket attacks were carried out after a senior Islamic Jihad terrorist was killed in a targeted Israeli Air Force airstrike.
Jeez.
Just to see the difference in headlines.
Coverage. You know, oftentimes in like stories, even sometimes pictures don't even match like what's being talked about in the article. You know what I mean? Like you won't necessarily have pictures from whatever happened here. You'll have pictures from some other time, you know?
It looks like the Times of Israel may be a little less spinny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's horrible.
Yeah.
All around.
Absolutely.
Stop the missiles. Stop the stop all the bullshit.
We could stop blowing things
and,
up.
And, you know, stop mowing down people's houses, Israel, and just saying, this is mine.
Yeah.
Stop. Go back to the, we should go back to the borders that were agreed upon. I don't know, in the, which accords were they?
Dayton?
Two-state solution. Let Palestine be Palestine.
Yeah.
Let it go. I don't know. Work something out with Jerusalem. I can't help you guys. But your myths don't inspire me at all. I can't relate to you fighting over a piece of land because you think some goat herder died there.
Yeah.
Got nailed to a cross or,
right. I thought he was a carpenter.
Or whatever.
Excuse me.
Oh,
he was a carpenter.
Oops. Sorry.
Which must have been easy back then.
My Jim Brewer moment.
Oh, yeah. All that guy had to do to keep that career going is just do the dumb goat voice. And he didn't have to be like in the America First comedy tour.
I thought at times he could have been funny. He was funny before. I thought Brewer was kind of funny in the past.
I like.
He's gone nut job. He's gone right wing dick.
It's sad.
And he's doing Reawaken America tour, like you said. I mean, he's up there with.
Cool.
He's up there with every heinous critter.
Yeah.
Nick Fuentes spoke at a Reawaken America. Margie, of course. a lot of these Christian dirtbags.
I mean, what would you rather do? Would you rather be one of these celebrities hanging out at Barack Obama's?
Oh, you forgot the Hussein.
Yeah. Inaugural ball? Or would you rather be at the maggot ball? I mean, it's not even close, man.
Well, you could get to meet Three Doors Down. Though. I mean,
thanks for reminding me to never listen to this shit. We can't talk about that enough. Fuck them. Fuck them. Were they at the Capitol? Three Doors Down?
What do you mean? Like they were the band playing on the Titanic? Three Doors Down were singing a cappella at the
Three Doors Down. Do you think they asked him? Do you think McEnany was like, "Hey, Three Doors Down, do you guys want to play at the Ellipse on January 6th? It's gonna be a wild time.
It's gonna be wild."
What do they do again? I
a kryptonite.
Oh God, that's so bad. Who would listen to them? Who in their right mind goes to Spotify? When was your last search in Spotify? What is it? Tell me. Look in your phone and tell me. I will bet you $3 million. Your last search is better than Three Doors Down. Tell me, what is it?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh my God, not even funny. That's not even close. Earth, Wind, and Fire is so much better. Let's see.
What's on your Spotify, everyone?
I listened to the 80s hits the other day.
What was the song? Or just 80s?
Yeah, I mean...
Did you have a specific song?
No. I just picked up the 80s. I listened to Take These Broken Wings.
Oh, is that...
And Learn to Fly Again. Learn to Live So Free.
Who is that?
And when we, that's Mr. Mister.
Mr. Mister. Right. Is that their only song?
It's the only one I can think of, man.
Is it me or were there a lot more like one-hit wonders in in the day?
There
I don't
is.
Know if because the music business changed because of digital and downloading or, but it seems like there were more.
Underappreciated bands from the 80s, Thompson Twins, easy. No one gives.
I saw Thompson Twins.
Did you really?
Yeah, they were fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm old. I'm really old.
I would love to have seen that.
Thompson Twins.
Where?
I mean, it was on the backslide of when they were really famous. But
where?
either Chicago or Milwaukee.
Ooh, God.
Might have been Milwaukee.
Doctor, doctor.
Oh, God, yeah. I've got all those CDs, too. I may have had a cassette tape or two of them.
I remember Thompson Twins playing on Solid Gold. They were fucking awesome.
Solid Gold.
Dionne Warwick would host, and the Thompson Twins played. It was the best shit ever.
Dionne Warwick.
That Solid Gold she hosted those seasons?
I saw Dionne Warwick.
Did you really?
It was at a festival.
I bet that was awesome.
And she was playing on one of the, you know, one of the different stages.
Yeah.
But she was, it was fun. I mean, you know, you think of Dan's got some,
I would love
some good songs from the '70s and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving along. It's
moving
Faithless.
Along.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jesus. The Thompson Twins are real and Jesus, didn't exist or God doesn't. Right.
I just saw it.
Oh, wait. I got to.
Is that Louis Gilmer? Is that Louis Gilmer?
You and I were the only ones that heard that.
Am I right?
Oh, no.
Damn.
No.
Okay.
I just saw it out of the corner of my eye and I shouted, money! And Gloria and Kelly and John said, where? I said, I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Jeez.
So I pulled over, went around just as slowly as I could.
That's his phone going off. That's Kenneth Copeland. And his fucking phone is going off on his lectern. He's just walking back to turn it off.
When I got it wrong with that initial guess, I should have waited an eighth of a second longer because then I was like, oh, yeah, that's Kenneth Copeland, man. I mean, he's on fire.
Over.
No, is that meant to be a sound effect for the story?
Could.
No. Because it's a horn
on the right hand side.
No,
of the road.
He just pressed the button on his phone.
And there it was on a cyclone fence. I went over there and peeled a $20 bill off that fence. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye.
There we go.
You know what, man? Are you telling me his phone was on, not on silent? And how many people is he performing for right now?
That's probably thousands.
Jesus Christ. I would never accidentally leave my phone on to perform for seven people. That guy must be so relaxed on stage. Really? I mean, that's commendable. You would never do that, right? You're talking to 3,000 people. This dumb motherfucker's got his phone on. God.
I wouldn't even have my phone there.
I mean, I don't understand this guy.
Maybe he set it as an alarm for him to shut the fuck up.
I thought it was a sound effect because he's talking about pulling over and then it's horn, horn, horn. And I thought,
it sounded, yeah,
oh, weird.
I don't know. He waddled back there and fumbled and pressed a couple of buttons, it seemed, or pressed on this phone. Then it stopped. So, Eagle Mountain International Church.
Oh, that sounds legit,
Inc.
right?
Is his Where Love is King, Ryan.
And he gets that tax write-off with that. Right?
Is in Newark, Texas.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
No, I don't know Newark. Where is Newark, Texas?
Come here, boy.
Internet.
You know, you got that t-shirt that says, I heart New York. You wear that in Texas. It'd be pow, pow, pow.
Oh, wow. I didn't live all that far from Eagle Mountain when I was in Texas for 10 minutes. It's just north of Fort Worth. Eagle Mountain International Church.
Do you know what's scary?
White suburbia.
And if my youngest brother's listening, he would also not like it. Like, looking at anything west of Fort Worth is, to me, is, I don't like.
Is Ira Ann?
No, I just don't like dry. No offense. If there's anybody from Texas listening, I don't mean this. It's not you. It's just that state.
Well, you tell the story now. You were making a cross-country trip, and it was you, your brother, and his giant, awesome dog.
Yeah, it's a Rhodesian Ridgeback Coonhound.
Coonhound,
I mean, it was
a
giant mutt.
Young at the time.
A giant mutt and a $3 million drum set.
Did you bust your lip, like, early into the drive?
I was eating a Subway sandwich in the dog. Well, no, that was a separate time. The dog stepped on my sandwich in the middle of the trip. At one point, he stepped on it. I was trying to put mustard on it. I was like, this is the, I mean, it was a the dog step. And then the shit was strapped on the top of the car and it started to fall off. And that's when the dog hit me under the chin, trapping my head between his chin and the ceiling of the car. And then I bit into my lip. So I had a swollen lip the rest of the trip. And then we broke down. His car threw a rod in the middle of nowhere.
Literally.
Yeah, no cell service. It was like, we can repair this for $4,500. No cell service, no fucking nothing. I mean, we rented a car from somewhere with a, it was like a Holiday Inn, a big one, but with the 10 fucking commandments.
But you had to borrow somebody's truck.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody lent you their truck to drive to the town that had a car that you could rent.
Yeah, because the only plan was like, I was jogging pretty regularly back then. And I was thinking, well, I mean, I could jog to the Greyhound stop. That, and then, you know, there's nowhere to eat. You get in, and this guy, it's like they had this, you could see they had one of these gas stations with chicken, and that looks so good to me. Ooh. I was like, oh, I want to eat some chicken, gas station chicken right now. I don't give a fuck. I'm so hungry. And then they're like, we ain't serving it tonight. We're cleaning the fryer. I'm like, nobody's here. God, there's no one here. I want to make this economy work. Please, God. This guy had a flat head, too.
It's November. We're cleaning the fryer.
It was summer, though, I think. And it's just like, please, Jesus, give me some chicken. And the guy is like, he told me he was sick from the cleaning the fumes. He was like, I feel woozy from the fumes of the oven cleaner or whatever. I bought a Slim Jim, gave the dog a Benadryl and went to sleep in a $100 hotel room in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Nice, drugging the dog.
Iran, Texas. Go there. It's good. Visit them.
Yeah, it's Iran.
And I hate Texas. But this is what my problem with Texas is. I just, everywhere I'm walking, I'm just thinking, rattlesnake, 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 rattlesnake. You know?
Representative Engelman, does this apply to a fifth grader who has been a victim of incest?
It does.
So guess what's going on here?
Oh, absolutely.
Indiana, Mike Pence's state. Indiana State Rep. Engelman introduced an amendment to eliminating rape and incest exceptions from the new anti-abortion bill they're working on.
That is insane. Would it apply to a fifth grader?
Representative Fleming, a Democrat, asked her the question. The visual's worth it too, because to see what the look on that woman's face with this, you know, a fifth grade rape victim. She looks down and she's like,
Representative Engelman, does this apply to a fifth grader who has been a victim of incest?
It does.
But
I think it's harmful to put a minor in the position of being the new Jane Roe.
She's reading.
What the fuck kind of...
She just looked down. So they gave her, someone gave her that talking point.
Oh, yeah.
What if they bring up the 10-year-old in Ohio that got raped?
I don't understand what they're saying. I don't get it. I don't get that point. They're saying, why would you want to make a fifth grader the face of this decision or something? The dog doesn't like it either. The dog is pro-choice.
Well, it's not my fault you're freaking out about that bone, dog.
And by the way, the dog is fixed, correct?
Sure.
I mean,
against her will.
Will that be, can she be exempted out of that with this?
Well, I think she was before, but yes. here's the rest of it. I don't know what the rest of this is.
Jeez.
It does.
But
I think it's harmful to put a minor in the position of being the new Jane Roe. The weight of whether or not we allow lives to be ended should not rest on the traumatized shoulders of a young rape survivor.
Oh God, she's
right.
She's literally reading her note.
Right, it's not. It's a medical decision with the fucking doctor. Oh my God, you idiot! You sellout! You little fucking shill! So you're right. Some what a donor gave her that to say, read it, or some lobbyist?
One of her staff members probably was like, they're like, you know, the Democrats going to bring up that 10-year-old that got raped.
Is this how the Republicans work? Like all the, a lot of these politicians, they're fucking idiots. And these, yes, these fucking donors with these think tanks and these evil little fucking Nazis giving these horrible talking points to read.
Yeah. And that's probably going national. This is, that probably came from all these fucking Christian groups that they're saying, this is how you respond when they bring up the 10-year-old. When they bring up the 10-year-old that was raped and had to go to, interestingly enough, Indiana. That's why they're losing their minds in Indiana trying to pass this.
Yeah.
Because they hate the fact that 10-year-old went there to get the abortion she couldn't get in Ohio.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's horrible that people have to do any of this. But I imagine for states that don't, that still have access to, you know, health, reproductive services and stuff, they want to help people.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Indiana should be proud that they were able to help this girl, you know. It's horrible they had to.
I'm thinking about situations that all mothers might face here, and that is, say, at 17 weeks, I had an ultrasound, and I was told that the fetus is failing to thrive and has no chance of survival. With this amendment, is it true that I would have to carry that fetus to term? Is that true?
Good Lord.
Let's describe the person she is debating as it looks like Mike Pence, like, hasn't eaten in a couple of months. It's a really skinny, white, old guy with white hair.
That's a dude.
A Republican asshole who's about to tell a woman.
God.
A woman.
They don't care then. They don't even care how this comes off anymore. Right? Because this
I'm sure he's going to check his notes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's got a talking point.
Right.
What about exceptions for women that the fetus has died inside of them?
Listen, if you support this fucking no exemption or whatever, this control, this war on women, then you're a fucking Nazi. This is fucking insanity.
So here's you got to hear this monster's response.
That fetus to term. Is that true?
Could you rephrase the question?
Sure. So I'm...
Why did she say sure? I would say no. I can't rephrase the question.
It's simple.
I'm speaking English, motherfucker.
I've been told the fetus is not viable because of some horrific...
Yeah.
Some horrific thing happened to it. Will I be forced to carry that non-viable, essentially dead fetus to term? Could you repeat the question, please?
No, bitch. God.
Could you rephrase the question?
Sure. So I'm pregnant. I'm 17 weeks pregnant, and I've learned that the fetus is not thriving and has no chance of survival. Is it true under this amendment that I would have to carry that pregnancy to term?
Yes.
Okay, a couple of more questions. So who will pay for the funeral after the delivery of a dead or dying infant?
I presume you or a trustee.
Okay, so we're foisting that expense upon the grieving would-be mother.
They want funerals.
Right.
This for miscarriages and stuff like that.
This is crazy.
This is
insane.
This is
no
literally
one...
The Handmaid's Tale. He just with yes, you're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to carry that to term. Yep.
They just like trot out that old ugly fucking fossil.
And then you're gonna have to pay for a funeral for it.
That little Nazi is shameless. Just the way that guy.
Yeah.
Is his posture.
The Christian Taliban, man.
Disgusting.
Infant.
I presume you are a trustee.
Okay, so we're foisting that expense upon the grieving would-be mother. One more question. Do you have any guidance as to how I would talk to my family or my young children about what I'm experiencing as I'm going through extreme trauma leading up to a delivery of a dead infant that they're seeing me go through this pregnancy? Can you imagine the trauma there? Do you think there's a way to handle that that makes sense?
Strap in for this one. I've heard this. This is a Republican presented with something about feelings.
This guy.
So you know it's not registering right at all.
His voice. I mean, is he out of Harry Potter?
He's a monster.
Like
yeah,
a bad
I mean,
guy?
He's a cartoon villain.
Seeing me go through this pregnancy. Can you imagine the trauma there? Do you think there's a way to handle that? That makes sense.
Well, I would simply say this. I don't think any of us are guaranteed tomorrow. All of us must accept death as a consequence of life itself, and that I would hope that you would turn to your faith and your loved ones to help guide you through that.
Turn to your faith, you Christian Nazi. Keep
nine.
Your cross off of me and away from me.
Think about it like this. When you go and vote, you can either vote for the fucking Republican Nazis, these fucks that want to control all the vaginas, or you can vote for the other person, for the Democrat. I mean, these fucking people are insane. That guy is a fucking monster. That guy is a monster. Listen to him. He's like,
you know, you should just, you know, hey, shit happens, you know.
Let me ask you something. At some point, the gargoyle wings bust out of his back, and he just, like, fluttering around, and he gets horns and a little tail.
I really
Jesus.
Think they're going to be obliterated in the next election. I mean, if the...
Yeah.
The indications... look at what happened in Kansas. Kansas! Fucking Kansas! 2/3, basically, of people
right.
said, no, keep it in the Constitution, yeah. a right to an abortion.
Well, this clip kind of is... There's another angle here. I mean, he introduced a whole new fucking industry. The baby funeral industry.
Oh, yeah, the fetus funeral,
I mean,
yeah.
What are we doing? She has... That's a real question, right? I mean... People would really be faced with that.
Well, and I wonder what they say if... I wonder if there's exceptions for the woman. Like, if it's gonna...
I don't know.
If it's gonna kill her. They won't care about that. They don't care about that. You know they would
yeah,
love...
they love it.
To take that away, too. Seriously. All these Christians would love to take away, well, what if it kills the woman?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because I think when we think of these right-wing people... Sometimes we don't think about their motivations. Like, they hate women. So, they hate women permeates through everything that they're into. Any policy, they hate women's in there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how any sane person would vote for them. They are fucking Nazi monster fucks. Think of them as Nazi monster fucks. God, break out the Ark of the Covenant, drag it into Congress.
I think that's it.
Jeez.
I think that's it.
Maybe, I mean, these people. Whew.
I don't think any of us are guaranteed tomorrow. All of us
oh my God.
Must accept death as a consequence of life itself.
I'm going to be also putting an amendment that no women should be allowed to run for representative anymore. It's in the Bible, so I don't have to listen to you anymore, you shrew, you whore, ugh. You bitch, you Jezebel.
Does someone fuck this guy? Does he have a family?
You know he does.
Oh, my God.
Are guaranteed tomorrow. All of us
Jeez.
Must accept... death as a consequence of life itself.
Fuck you!
And,
go fuck yourself!
That I would hope that you would turn to your faith and your loved
God.
Ones to help guide you through that and put faith and trust in our creator, the Almighty God.
Go fuck yourself. What?
This has no place.
You know what, you dick? You go, fine. Pull a Thelma and Louise, drive off a cliff because you're putting trust in your creator or something.
This has no place in our government.
Yeah, we're not a theocracy.
I would be if I was a representative, I would be standing up and saying, shove your religion up your tight, old, nasty, white ass.
You know, it's total theocratic fuckery. There's no other way around it. This anti-choice shit comes from Protestant Christian white fucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is it doing permeating through everything in our fucking country?
So this is the debates that are going on. These are the levels of debate that are going on in these state legislatures now that the Republicans are turgid after they got rid of Roe versus Wade. Well, now they're gonna criminalize it everywhere.
And these are legit questions because this is crazy.
But that's what they're doing. Of course, they're putting in no exceptions for rape and incest. It's not like these are philosophical questions.
Right.
You're not putting in... If a 10-year-old got raped by her uncle, you're saying you have to have that baby.
I mean, you know, sometimes doctors... I am not a doctor, so take what... Don't even listen to what I'm saying. But doctors have to do things quickly so people don't die.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
And they have to be able to operate in the interest of the life of their patient.
Oh.
Right?
But who's the patient? And to Republicans, if there's two lives, who's the more important life in the equation?
Well, here's the interesting part, though. There was on NPR, there was a rabbi speaking to this, and he said, my faith says that...
when they're born.
Is very pro-choice.
Yeah,
my faith says that the life of the mother must be respected, and anything that has to do to preserve the life of the mother, you do it.
Yeah,
that's their faith. So what about that? They worship God. What's the fucking difference?
No, not the Jews. They killed Jesus, right? What's wrong with you?
We love Israel because that's when Israel takes over. Then that's when Jesus is coming back,
right,
according
right.
to. Revelations.
And I'm a Satanist. I got body autonomy, motherfuckers.
No.
Right?
Good.
So, suck it.
Jesus. Speaking of CPAC, I mean...
Oh, my God.
All kinds of obvious batshittery going on at CPAC, including... Let's see. I don't know if you'll be able to name this dickhead.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Dickhead is... kind of appropriate also for this guy.
Oh.
Everyone will obey and no one will be allowed to complain. If you do speak up, boom, you're going to be canceled.
This is what he's talking about. Democrats, of course.
Yes, yes.
When here in Florida, Ron DeSantis is telling teachers they can't even tell kids that they have a husband or wife if they're same sex.
Right, right. Are you saying dickhead that he actually looks like a penis?
I'm not interpreting my hint.
Rick Scott?
I am the Sphinx.
Rick Scott?
Oh, very well.
Is that right?
Yeah, very well.
Bam!
Very well intuited.
Everyone will obey, and no one will be allowed to complain. If you do speak up, boom, you're going to be canceled. Your views, if you don't conform with Big Tech, Fauci, or Neil Young, you're going to be taken off Spotify.
Neil Young?
Fauci? Or Neil Young.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Granted, it is CPAC, so, I mean, he's hitting the right notes there. He's not going to say Cardi B. He's not going to say any artist. He's going to say Neil Young, because half of the people there are older than Neil Young.
Right. You got a bunch of crazy-ass CPAC stories.
I might.
Good.
Chi or Neil Young.
We only have an hour
left. Taken off Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. The militant left in America are the modern-day version of book burners.
What?
Wow. How could people not want to elect this effervescent speaker?
You know, I remember back... Do you remember the BP oil spill?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I was visiting my... I was living in L.A. at the time, but I was visiting here. And I was on the beach, And you could just see when it came in, and we went looked at it.
Yeah.
And there was Rick Scott down there giving a speech. And I thought, God.
In the oil, like slithering around?
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Totally naked. I'm like, that guy needs sunscreen.
Yes, more blackness.
Modern-day version of book burners.
Which is, wait a second.
Stupid.
Let's
fuck you.
Back the fuck up.
You dumb fuck.
Let's back the take a poll in that room right now and ask them, use small words.
Yeah.
And ask them if they would like to have, I don't know, books by LGBTQ authors piled up and burned.
Right. Well, I would also ask them, has anyone here ever read a book? Read a book. No offense. Just wondering.
Book burners.
Greg Locke literally, like a month ago, burned a pile of books. Harry Potter and shit.
He's so stupid.
And they're not on our side.
Right. Oh, he burned Harry Potter books?
Oh, yeah. They're demonic.
Well, she shouldn't.
They glorify witches and demons.
Well, you know, the author has some issues.
Women talking back to men and shit.
Right. Why is the author so anti-trans? What is her problem?
I can't explain it.
Burners.
Listen to these two. He's waiting. He's holding for the massive applause that doesn't happen.
That's great. I love it. Could you play that again? I want to pay attention to that sound moment. I love that.
Book burners.
Book burners.
Canceling, silence, and banning from the internet is book burning. These are the most narrow-minded, intolerant people our country has ever seen.
Oh, my God. My head's exploding.
See, Jeb Bush...
And he's not pointing at the audience, which is what it would be accurate.
Oh, yes, yes.
These are the most intolerant people in the face
stupid.
Of in the history of the universe.
Yeah, and you know, Jeb Bush, I don't know if you're at CPAC or listening, but this guy gets it. See, he said something, thought there'd be applause, but he waited him out. He wasn't like, let me tuck my penis between my legs and say, please clap, please clap for me. You thought you were going to be Trump. Unreal. That weak shit.
Please clap.
Weak, you fucking loser. You
please clap.
Oh, God, never beg, never beg. Never beg, but pander. But don't beg. My God.
I mean, as horribly as it turned out, it was like chef's kiss. During the primaries when Trump just eviscerated him and the others one by one.
And it would have been great. It would have been great if he would have done that.
After all that and then lost.
And then we didn't have the Electoral College. Right.
Right.
Yeah, he lost.
Please clap.
He didn't say it though, Jeb. He waited them out. And these little idiots clapped. He outthought them. See?
They are completely ignorant of both world history and American history. Socialism leads to two things.
Oh, I thought I was going to say, you know, slavery isn't that bad. I think we talked about it offline,
like it.
But I saw a history book from the 40s or the 50s or something like that. Oh my God.
Jeez.
Literally, it was a picture of happy, well dressed Negroes coming off of like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Basically, like, hey, we're here. We love America. And it even said most slaves were treated very well.
Yeah. That's why Black Lives Matter, because white people like to say slavery was fun.
That was the history they were teaching. It was a grammar school history book.
We are psychopathic, sociopathic, whatever, racists in this country. We are nuts.
These are the most narrow-minded, intolerant people our country has ever seen.
The irony hurts.
They are completely ignorant of both world history and American history. Socialism leads to two things, poverty and depression.
You got to stop waiting for the applause. It's not going to happen. Maybe they're just desperate to get him off
the
stage.
I take back what I said. I think I'm not giving any props to Rick Scott for how he's working the crowd, because this is pretty sad. Like, this moment was, there's nothing. He sucks.
He's awful.
He's horrible. I don't know.
Pled the fifth 75 times.
Can Florida still, can Florida please, please stop making Republicans? Because you guys make the worst. Like Rick Scott,
Marco.
Jeb Bush, we were just horrible. Yeah. Horrible people.
Jeb Bush gave the election to his brother.
Why are we not mentioning Matt Gaetz? Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Socialism is not a new idea. It's one of the dumbest, oldest, most discredited ideas of the 20th century that resulted in the deaths of 100 million people.
Oh, God. How many times? It's just not true. It's just not true. It's just not true. It's just not true.
Is it you saying he's lying?
Yes.
Okay, so just to speak to his credibility, how many times did he plead the fifth?
75.
75! How many times have you pled the fifth?
When he was CEO to the company that was charged with the largest Medicare fraud scheme in history.
My God.
Rick Scott was the CEO and pled the fifth 75 times and left probably with a golden parachute of millions of dollars.
What does a guy got to do to get thrown in jail in America? Jesus.
Florida said, let's make him governor.
See, that's wild. Can someone explain that
no,
to me?
I can't explain it.
Somebody write a book about that that's not a right-wing nut job. I want to understand how that happened.
If these Democrats, who have no idea how the real world works, are acting like they just invented socialism. The modern wacky left Democrat has never read...
What? The modern
he's
wacky...
He's really mush-mouthy. The modern... Wacky left Democrat? Is that what he said?
The modern wacky left Democrat.
Idea how the real world works are acting like they just invented socialism.
Like socialism ain't easy.
The modern wacky left Democrat has never read George Orwell. They don't know they're making his predictions come true.
No.
Let's be clear. No. What the militant left is now proposing is not simply wrong. It is evil.
God, I mean, it's like... It's classic blame the other side of everything you're doing.
It's gaslighting. I just want to say I read 1984 and you are getting it wrong.
Yeah, an Animal Farm.
Yes, I read that too. He's getting it wrong. You're missing the point. You're the bad guy in those fucking stories, you fuck.
Right.
That's an easy point to get.
And socialism is not total. I'm preaching to the choir. Socialism is not totalitarianism, nor is communism totalitarianism. Totalitarianism is totalitarianism. And if you take over a country in the guise of we're going to make it this socialist and or communist, wonderful, beautiful country.
Yes,
and then you start telling people we're going to shoot you if you say anything bad about the country,
yeah,
or things like that. That is no longer socialist or communist in the way that especially Marx envisioned. He didn't envision people, everybody wearing the same outfit or everybody being lined up and not being able to do anything. He didn't envision that. The Communist Manifesto is brutally esoteric and deep and boring, but fucking read it or get a Communism for Dummies book or something, because it's just not the, and I'm not advocating for communism at all. I think democratic socialism or social democracy, however you want to put it, is kind of the way to go. A lot of we as humans vote how we want to be represented, and we also decide what.
Oh no, there's a guy delivering something.
I was just pontificating.
Yeah.
About bullshit. Vamping until you got back.
Okay.
Doing some jazz.
I love jazz.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes.
Breaking news. Thank you, Twitter.
Justin.
Alex Jones ordered to pay $45.2 million.
Damn.
I thought they could only do double. Well, that I must have been misinformed then, because I thought they could only do double what the
42
the compensatory damages were. But let's look.
I bet that would be the largest Cash App transaction ever.
The jury reached a verdict in the punitive phase of Alex Jones' defamation trial. Judge Maya Guerra Gamble, who's awesome. In closing arguments earlier today, a lawyer for the plaintiffs asked the jury to award $145.9 million in punitive damages to his clients, the parents of Sandy Hook first grader Jesse Lewis. Yesterday, this is one parent, one set of parents going after him. He's going to have a lot more.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, the jury ordered Jones to pay $4.1 million in compensatory damages to the parents. Compensatory damages are meant to compensate a party for injury or loss inflicted by a defendant. Punitive damages are awarded to punish a defendant for, quote, especially harmful behavior.
Yes. This would be that.
That would be that.
Now, will this decision, all these decisions, will it make it easier for other Sandy Hook parents to go after Alex? Like, is this set some kind of precedent or some shit like that?
Probably. Sure.
Like, especially if people attach, like, a monetary value to that. I mean, this is just one set of parents.
Yeah, he's got another one pending right now.
Jeez.
He's going to be doing this again. So that's why he's shitting himself.
Right.
45 million. He could laugh off that 4 million yesterday.
Yeah.
45 million now is he's going to feel that.
Yeah. What was the thing he did with the yogurt? Am I misremembering an Alex Jones fucking scandal? God, something he had to apologize.
Oh, he had to apologize to some yogurt company because I don't know what he said. Who the hell knows what he said about it? But
dumb shit.
Who the fuck knows?
Right. I just don't know anyone that's ever had to apologize to a yogurt company before.
I'm assuming they didn't have him up on the stand again today to make more.
Damn it. Come on. More Alex Jones in this motherfucker.
I don't think they did. I think they wisely kept him off the stand today.
Boy, that director of photography at Courtroom TV is just so sad. It's like, huh. This person's amazing. It's just an amazing canvas to capture.
Oh my God. So you remember this moment.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
See, this is...
So guess who retweeted that and said this? I'm going to text my friend Alex Jones how much I, along with countless millions of people, are proud of him for that answer. Yes, we all want to know what the relationship was with the Clintons, Jeffrey Epstein, and whoever else, and pedophilia. The Epstein Select Committee.
Oh, my God. Is that what they're calling the...
Marjorie Taylor Greene going QAnon, saying, yes, of course they're pedos. And not Bill. We know Bill flew on the Lolita Express and may have been at the island.
Right.
We're not saying that didn't happen.
But it wasn't that because he missed a connecting flight and had to.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And if he was fucking underage girls, he should go to jail too.
Absolutely.
This is the difference between us Republicans.
Right. And she's saying the select committee, everyone on the select committee are pedos. Is that true? All of them? I mean, really?
I guess. Well, no, the Epstein select committee. She wants to have a select committee.
Oh, I see. To go after looking Trump's after relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
No, no.
But,
no,
I mean,
no,
there
no,
is
no, no,
a rel-
no, no,
I mean,
no, no, no.
We, do we know? Is it a
but
fact?
He barely knew him.
Excuse me. True or false? Trump flew on Epstein's jet.
He barely knew him.
Okay.
Maybe once. Maybe, you know. Barely knew him.
Right.
It's Margie Taylor Greene. God,
yay.
Florida, you guys. I just don't.
You guys are killing it.
I just don't know how to congratulate you on your awesome, awesome representative.
Yeah.
So that's the latest update.
What does
Alex Jones?
Right. What does Alex Jones? What's the next stop on the InfoWars Express? for Alex. I mean, what's the career move? I mean, he's going to have to do something to keep selling that shit in his warehouses, right? To keep the money coming in to pay off these losses.
Well, yeah, he's not losing his... I mean, he lives in his studio, doesn't he? In his house.
Yeah. Is that what he's going to do? So did you see Better Call Saul? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I haven't seen the ending of it, though. So
okay, this is
me.
Not a spoiler alert. In the very beginning, you see that he actually lives in his office, and he makes a bed out of his desk, and he sleeps on it. He gets out a little blanket from a drawer and has a little pillow that he unrolls. Is that what Alex Jones is going to do in InfoWars?
That's how he started out, right?
That guy needs a lot of space. The guy I saw testifying needs a lot of fucking space. He can't exist in a small studio like that.
45.2 million.
Kablammo. He's going to have to sell a studio.
I'm sure he's going to appeal, you know.
And his microphones.
Undoubtedly, he's going to squeal and appeal.
Does he have money hidden away, do you think?
No. Well, yeah, that's what he declared bankruptcy after squirreling away 65 mil, wasn't that he personally took out of the company?
That's like saying, so if you have money in the bank and you want to declare bankruptcy, all you have to do is go to the bank, withdraw all your money, bury it in the backyard, and say, look, guys, I'm broke. I need to declare bankruptcy. Is that what he did?
Yes. I mean, essentially. That's as elegantly, apparently, yeah.
Right, right.
In emotional closing arguments today, Lewis and Heslin's attorneys, his parents, Wesley Todd Ball, said to the jury, "We ask that you send a very, very simple message, and that is stop Alex Jones. Stop the monetization of misinformation and lies, please."
Yeah.
He said, "Please deter Alex Jones from ever doing this awfulness again and deter others who may want to step into his shoes."
Right. Because his whole thing was this. He wanted to make people feel like the government was staging these mass shootings because they wanted to have a reason to come after your fucking guns. That's insane.
Jones's attorney.
Yes. This guy,
Federico Andino Reynal, argued for a far lower sum.
Oh, I
bet. Suggesting that the jurors should multiply Jones's purported earnings per hour.
Oh, come on.
By the 18 hours that he said that Jones was talking about Sandy Hook on InfoWars.
Oh, I see.
This is how long he talked about it, and he makes $14,000 an hour.
Okay.
Which would have been around $250,000.
Well, you underbid there, buddy. I think... Is it true that if you get murdered and you just get stabbed real quick and then you die, should that be different than if you get murdered by somebody stabbing you really slowly and you die?
I guess.
I mean, they just... Because he only talked about it for 14...
Jones claimed in his testimony that a jury award of just $2 million would destroy him financially.
$2 million, you're going to destroy me. You're going to kill me.
How many minutes are they saying he talked about it for?
8 hours total.
That is hilarious.
That's a lot.
But it's not true. He talked about it more, didn't he?
Oh, 18 hours, excuse me.
18, no.
The 18 hours they said Jones talked about Sandy Hook on InfoWars.
Fucking bullshit, it was more than that. His fucking show is like 4 hours a day, isn't it?
Well, and that he talked about it. I don't know if that includes little Toad Owen Schroyer talking about it.
Yes.
Or that other guy that's on, Corsi. Is he still on?
Corsi Fuckface.
I think his name was?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Jerome Corsi?
Maybe. An economist, though, heard jury testimony today. The jurors heard testimony from an economist about Jones's wealth, who estimated Jones having a net worth of between $135 and $270 million.
Jeez.
$2 million. $2 million's going to kill me.
I mean, it's crazy. That guy.
He said that the economist examined several years of records. Saying that for personal records of Jones and InfoWars parent Free Speech Systems Company, saying Jones used a series of shell companies to hide his money.
Right. Shocker.
Jones used two large loans to make it appear he was broke when in fact he was not. Alex Jones knows where the money is, he knows where that money went, and he knows that he is eventually going to benefit from that money, said the economist.
What a lunatic.
One of the jurors asked about the difference between Jones's money and his company money. Who cares?
What the?
It's not a publicly traded company. He owns the company, you asshole.
What difference does it make?
The economist said you can't separate him from the companies. He is the companies.
There's no shareholders in InfoWars, right?
Right. One.
Yeah. The crazy one.
He said Jones monetized his shtick and even suggested Jones could teach a college course about his techniques.
Well, I mean,
techniques.
Yeah, I concur with that shit. I mean, he's an evil fucking... Well, it's so cheap, though. No, his technique is you just apply, you know, just appeal to the lowest, basest, dumb...
fearmonger.
Dumb fucks. I mean, it's not genius. He's a fascist fucknut.
His rants for many years have been paired with ads for supplements, documentaries, and other products InfoWars sells. The economist said the money poured in, identifying 9 different companies that are owned by Jones. Quote, he is a very successful man. He promulgated some hate speech and some misinformation, but he made a lot of money and he monetized that.
Yeah.
My thinking about him is he didn't ride a wave. He created the wave.
Jeez. He found a way to sell idiots.
Yeah.
Supplements that he just slapped a brand on.
I mean, Art Bell didn't become...
No.
He didn't sell horny goat weed, did he?
No, I think it's the monetization that's different. And because he knows what drives radicalization. These people. I'm sure that he can look at his show and say, I'm sure what happened was when he started saying that Sandy Hook was fake or whatever, there was a spike in orders, right?
But probably, yeah.
I mean, that's probably what the guy looked at. I don't know.
Jones testified earlier in the week about his alleged financial troubles after social media giants like Facebook and Twitter banned his content from their platforms.
And now you're going to lose your money, you dumb fuck.
The economist said, I remember him saying that, but the records don't reflect it.
No. He lied.
During closing arguments, plaintiff's attorney asserted that Jones has even more money hidden away in other places, arguing that $4.1 million was a drop in Jones's proverbial bucket. He's probably already made it back in donations from fans, said the lawyer.
So can they go after that money?
No.
Wait a second. Excuse me.
Well, $45 million they're going after. He's going to cough up $45 million.
How much money does he think they made in donations from fans?
You think he could have made $4 million in donations
That's
alone.
So gross. Why are you giving this fuckhead money? Why?
They're coming after me. They're coming after you.
I think Alex Jones should start a church. I don't understand why he's not he doesn't do that.
That might end up where I mean, that might be where he ends up. Roger Stone has found Jesus, right?
Jeez, God. That guy.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
I can't think of... This just, it's weird. It's like the thing with people on the right. If you should think of those people and you say, I want you to name a Republican that you would let babysit your dog. And not even walk the dog outside. All the person has to do, you're going to the store for 10 minutes. Okay. Is she okay?
She's sneezing. No, it's okay. Allergies.
You okay, bud? All you're doing, you're going to the store, you're going to walk down the street, you're going to come back 15 minutes later. What Republican would you allow to watch sell? You've already fed her, you've walked, she's peed. All the person has to do is be a presence in the room. Or would you just rather leave the dog on her own?
Yeah, I mean, God, I can't think of one.
That you would trust.
That's still a Republican, right?
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah. Alex Jones is a good and decent man. He's a God-fearing Christian. He's done more for this movement than perhaps anyone you can name. And right now, he needs our support. There's a place at the InfoWars store where you can go just to make a contribution.
Oh,
if you're not in the market for a book or one of his great products, there's a link where you can just send a...
There you go. That's Roger fucking Stone.
This is amazing.
Who's wearing something crazy. Oh, a pink pinstriped suit with a purple patterned bow tie and a really creepy picture of Trump in the background. Picture of Trump.
It's like Trump
Right out, like Trump sniffing him from behind.
He's penetrating him. I mean, it's a whole thing going on.
He's got Nixon on his back.
Oh, he's still why? You know what I like about this? So it's technically a threesome. You know what I like about this? Roger Stone is telling people, listen, you can give Alex Jones money and not even be bothered with having to get anything for it. You can just give him your money if you want. How convenient.
So that means Trump is kind of he's doing doggy with Roger.
Absolutely.
But he's kind of fucking Nixon missionary.
Yeah, I think so.
At the same time.
Yeah, I think he's switching off.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, you know, back in the younger days, he could do that. Now he can't even walk down a decline, like a little ramp.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong.
This is a new clip for me.
That's new?
I've never seen this
I've never heard that. Listen, if
this is an older clip.
That would make me think there is a tape out there of Trump never sucking seen a ding-dong.
This is a newly unearthed. For our show purposes, a clip of Alex Jones.
But Alex Jones also lies.
Oh, of course.
So.
Back up.
That's amazing.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding dong.
Jeez, is he
still- I never sucked any ding dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a golf ball through a freaking garden hose.
How old is this?
I don't know. It's kind of old.
My God.
He looks in much better shape. Why this is a while ago.
What a scenario to imagine.
But President Trump, so, you know.
Yeah.
How Thank far you, back Alex. Can we go?
He would save our country by getting on his knees and sucking a dick. It sounds like they need, who's that? The person you're reading their book,
Miriam Margolyes?
Right. Sounds like a job for her.
Every major platform is Alex Jones's phone has fallen in to the January 6th committee's hands. Here's my lawyer or counselor or advisor.
Oh, so
jeez.
The lawyer that got the whole cell phone shit from the defamation could just say, hey, select committee, here you go.
Oh, I want to.
Here's a carbon copy.
I mean, it's relevant. He was there.
Yeah.
He sounded like a fucking Nazi on the ellipse.
So he's emergency fundraising. This is yesterday.
Platform is Alex Jones's phone has fallen in to the January 6th committee's hands. Here's my lawyer or counselor or advisor, Robert Barnes, give you his take.
Absolutely. I've been doing constitutional law for a long time, and while I am not a representative of InfoWars, I am a representative that cares about the Constitution.
Jeez.
By the way, this is not the same lawyer
right.
that has fucked up in his that accidentally sent said
Alex, that guy was good. I liked him. Very entertaining.
Representative that
and compared it to the Holocaust.
That's right.
What Alex is
on the way out too. Almost
cares about
done.
The Constitution. And in that capacity, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibit somebody from illicitly obtaining your attorney-client privilege protected information. This goes all the way back to Andy Griffith shows in the 1960s. This is how universally understood this precept and principle is. So what the January 6th...
What?
His lawyer sent it. It wasn't illicitly obtained.
Yeah. And I don't remember that episode of the Andy Griffith Show.
If you said, well, we're going to redact stuff, and then you were like, oops, we forgot to redact it and
that's
sent it.
On you. I'm
that's
sorry.
On
what?
You. Did, right.
You fucking fucked up.
We can't unsee what we've seen. We can't unread
right.
what we've copied
multiple
times.
And that judge, by the way, killed it with that explanation. It made sense to me. I can't offer a blanket protection of the phone.
Right.
Precept and principle is. So what the January 6th committee is doing is violating the 4th Amendment right against unreasonable searches, the 5th Amendment right to due process of law, and the 6th Amendment right to counsel by seizing and stealing attorney-client privilege communications that cannot constitutionally belong to them. It is an outrage that should concern every American because in this case, like so many other cases, Alex Jones is everybody and everybody is Alex Jones.
No.
Oh my
Excuse
God.
Me.
Who is, how much is this asshole getting paid?
I was going to say, what's his meth in intake. I am not Alex Jones. That vile experience is not Alex Jones. Shelby is not Alex Jones.
Oh, here's something yesterday. Bananas. This is a little nugget they say here that we missed. The lawyer said something. This is the parent's lawyer.
Right.
Talking about the messages. But listen to this little thing he says.
There's all of the stuff in there. He cannot now come into court and claim 2.3 gigabytes of phone material, blanket designation of confidentiality. The protective order prohibits that. You must identify specifically the documents that are. And things like Mr. Jones and his intimate messages with Roger Stone.
What is that?
They have, quote, intimate messages with Roger Stone on that phone.
That's public record, right? Because it's in a hearing, right? I want those now, motherfuckers! Is somebody at the HuffPo on that? Is there somebody?
God, I hope so.
Rachel Maddow's like, hey, Chris Hayes, get on the horn. Get me that shit. I want those. God damn it. I want those intimate messages now. Fuck.
Purpose. I questioned a public event because I saw anomalies and others saw anomalies. And the jury understood that and awarded $4.2 million. Now, that's more money than my company and I personally have, but we are going to work on trying to make restitution there. Now, here's the next phase of this. When the judge realized that when I was on the stand, I woke that jury up and laid out the facts, she ruled today that in the punitive damage phase that starts tomorrow, I cannot testify.
Why would she do that when they caught your ass lying multiple times, literally, and you were doing InfoWars commercials?
Well, in the interest of the podcast, I'm going to say I agree. I think you should testify.
I mean, of course, I'm sad for
the
show.
What's the judge's problem? Let this dumb fuck testify some more, please.
Punitive damage phase that starts tomorrow, I cannot testify. And my lawyer cannot put on evidence. So she already found me guilty and told the jury I was guilty. And
you were found guilty.
Yeah, you were, you dumb fuck.
This is the compensation phase. This isn't you still get to prove your innocence. We're long past that. This is how, is your sentencing phase if it were criminal and you were going to jail.
Does he understand that or did his lawyer not explain it to him properly?
I don't know. Spinning it to the dummies. He knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
A lawyer cannot put on evidence. So she already found me guilty and told the jury I was guilty. And now she's saying we can't defend ourselves in the punitive damages phase. Purpose.
There you go.
God.
That was last night.
That was last
night.
He put
this out.
I mean, is the judge going to have anything to say about that? I mean, aren't they still in the middle of this?
She probably heard it.
So I mean, if this trial is the punitive stage, so it's still in the trial. There's still, it's a hearing.
Yes. In a courtroom, I don't
understand how he's allowed to just attend the hearing and then go talk about it all night on the internet. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, she said, you were already under oath to tell the truth, and you violated that oath twice today. That's yesterday, she said to him.
Yesterday, man. Well, does everyone understand at a hearing, a trial, that you have to tell the truth? Is that...
They prefer that, yes.
Yeah. Number one, $4,200,000. Question number two. $20,500,000.
This is really quiet. I want to try to find another one. But that's when they're reading, you know, each count, or each thing they wanted to punish him for.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
He heard that first one, $4 million, just doubled what he owes from yesterday.
Yeah.
And then he heard $20 million.
Does he still have to be in the courtroom? He's not present?
He might be there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. If he can't talk but has to listen to all that and react... There's entertainment value there.
Yes.
Well, InfoWars is a radio show on TV.
mean, that's really what Oprah Winfrey is too. It's just, but I mean, that's, it all goes back to radio when I started 100 years ago.
Did Oprah, was she happy to be?
It's a radio show. Oh, she, I didn't ask Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah's like, God, Alex Jones compared himself to me. Ooh.
Jeez. What's this one?
You'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. Never. Never, ever. Never. And this is where we get tested. So rejoice to God Almighty for this animating contest of liberty.
Holy fuck. What is that from?
And that was a long, slow pullback as they were going away to commercial a few years ago, it looks like.
He looks thinner there.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely been eating a lot more meat.
That whoever did that right. That pull out on him screaming was pretty good.
Oh, he wasn't there today.
Oh.
You have two jobs still remaining in this trial. First, you are asked to punish Alex Jones, the man who's not sitting here today and who can't face you. Secondly, you are asked to deter Alex Jones from ever doing this awfulness again to another family or another person.
See,
doing this awfulness, but yeah, yeah,
yeah, that's not right. Well, yeah.
Forgive the English.
I like that he's not there now that they explained it. I mean, these people shouldn't feel intimidated by that guy. They should want to his ass to fucking pay. I mean, you know,
intimate messages.
Yeah, where are those?
With Shelby, Roger Stone.
Shelby, call up. You know anybody at Joy Reid or anything? Does anybody have those? Or just we're sitting around with their thumbs up our fucking asses.
So what? Providing never-ending entertainment.
Refresh HuffPo, would you? I mean, they must be on there. God, fuck this shit. What the fuck? It's Friday. If we don't, we're going to have to wait till Monday to talk about this shit.
People are so brainwashed. It's unbelievable. Where they share this story all day yesterday. This is the top story all over the news yesterday. Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hook was real. He did that 6 years ago. 6 years ago he did that. Hundreds of times he's done that. But see, nobody ever watches the show. Nobody ever actually listens to what Alex Jones says. They just go read the fake news and they say, Oh, Alex Jones finally admitted Sandy Hook was real after the court case. No, he did that 6 freaking years ago, before the lawsuits even happened. That's what I'm saying, like...
This is Owen Schroyer.
Oh, my fucking God.
Having a hard time speaking with his tongue still flicking over Alex's prostate.
Yeah, so how are they covering this at InfoWars?
like this. This is on InfoWars.
Yes, okay. I say it sounds like some bias going. It's not totally objective.
You're suggesting that Owen might have some skin in the game.
Right. Well, he didn't look too great on that.
No, he was in trouble for...
he's an idiot.
For talking to Alex and for talking about it on his show. He was breaking the sequestration rules.
Those were bizarre, too, because they were like, did you talk about the case? No. Did you talk about the Sandy Hook thing? No. We have recordings of you talking about it.
Well, yeah. You mean the Sandy Hook thing? Yeah, I did.
People
actually are
irritating. They're mad.
Well, Alex, when they caught him, he's like, we've got all of your cell phone, everything. Your lawyer fucked up and sent it to us. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah. There you go. I told you. You've got him. You've got him now. See? You go. There you go. I gave him to you. You got him.
And she asked him, you want a mistrial? Because he asked like 17 times for a fucking mistrial. That's the only... How did this fuck, you know, at first I thought maybe that it's a move to give the cell phone records over. It's a Hail Mary. They'll think my client is so crazy. They'll declare a mistrial because I'm such a shitty lawyer or I'm a shitty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
But
yeah.
That's not the case because, I mean, what do they mean intimate messages between Roger Stone and Alex Jones? I'm trying to leave that shiny thing alone because we don't have him, obviously. We check, right?
We don't.
Did anybody refresh shit? There's nothing.
Messages.
Holy fucking shit. This is bullshit.
What do you think? It's like, what are you wearing?
No, I don't know. I just want to hear it. No, I don't know. Intimate. What does that mean? That's not, I don't understand what that means.
I mean, he might have meant personal or private.
Right.
But why would you say intimate? That's
crazy.
That's a different.
That infers there's some interesting shit to talk about.
Yeah. We have also in the news, Carrie Lake's been declared the winner.
Yay!
In the Arizona primary for governor.
Right.
A former news anchor who walked away from her journalism career and was embraced by Trump and his staunch supporters.
Yeah.
Has won, barely, the Republican right. primary for governor.
But they're fighting the election, right? Because it was bullshit.
Who, the other Republicans?
No, excuse me. Carrie Lake, earlier in the process,
she was very angry about the drops that were going to come in overnight.
Yes.
Until she realized that a lot of those drops that were coming in overnight had voted for her.
So stupid. You stupid fuck. They're voting for you. Yeah.
So now she's saying, well, there's still some fraud. There's still some fraud we got to take a look at.
But I'm going to take that W,
there's
right?
There's still a lot of fraud, yeah, but, you know, not in the votes for me.
She's still going to, she's not going to.
Not in the votes for
no,
her.
No, she's going to step down. She's going to bow out, right?
No,
because
my votes
fraud.
Were right. My votes were pristine.
Okay.
The votes that are I should have won in a landslide.
They're just going to keep doing this to us over and over again. Oh, my God.
So now it's up to the Democrat there to hopefully...
Please, for the love of fucking shit.
And the sane Republicans to hopefully vote Democrat.
Get your shit together. Beat Carrie Lake.
Or just don't vote. Stay home.
Is Carrie Lake supposed to lose? She is, right?
I don't
Come
know.
Come on. Oh, God. Terrifying. You need, like, a progressive, forward thinker with their eye really on the whole climate change shit to be in charge of some place like Arizona that's like literally fucking melting. How are you going to land planes?
I don't know.
The runways are going to be... I hate this so much.
Lakes, start getting some pontoons, guys.
You're going to make it all... You're going to fly somewhere. You're not going to die mid-flight. You're going to make it all the way there because the asphalt's all fucked up. You're going to die on the runway. For some weird crash. Ugh.
We have... God, I'm not seeing any poll.
Oh, about Carrie Lake. But that is a concern, election. Right? Like our runways are buckling. For planes?
Yes.
Maybe we could have people land on, like, you could deploy balloons or cushions or something.
Hobbs is her opponent.
Hobbs, please win. I don't know what you got to do. Get it together, Hobbs. Get a Facebook page. I would suggest that. Maybe do an interview with Crab Diving. We'll get the word out to people in Arizona to vote for you.
I can't find, I'm surprised there's not one, but there's... I mean, on July 29th, it says another new poll shows Katie Hobbs solidly leading both Republican opponents.
Good.
So last week, Friday, so just a week ago.
Okay. Oh, so there's not a lot of time.
It showed Katie Hobbs maintaining a firm lead over both ultra MAGA Carrie Lake.
Hell yeah.
And lobbyist Karen Taylor Robeson.
Robeson.
9-point lead over Lake.
Damn.
8-point lead over Robeson. Robeson.
That's good.
The poll bolsters findings on from every credible poll showing Hobbs defeating both Lake and Robeson in the general. So let's keep that going and get this lunatic maggot.
Yes.
Send them down in flames.
It's surely like whoever is in charge of Arizona is going to be very concerned about climate change. If Hobbs wins, I mean, that's got to be a platform. I mean,
yes, do you want, yeah. I mean, there's already places you kind of just can't fucking live in.
I mean, it's
in
so
Arizona.
Hot there.
Yeah.
I can't think of, if you got to say, oh, we're going to do something about this heat to get a vote, right?
I guess, yeah. Hashtag DeSantis destroys Florida is trending. Isn't that great?
Oh, thank you. Good job.
And I don't know if
what's
there's...
he doing to us?
Oh, good news. The U.S. added 528,000 jobs in July.
Right.
showing a booming labor market despite fears of recession. What a strange economy we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, it's weird to have a recession, but more jobs.
And then, but I can't see what DeSantis...
Oh, what he did.
Yeah. This one says, desperate Florida renters are downsizing or downgrading as price increases top the nation. So Florida, rents here in Florida are going crazy.
Right. Right, yeah. It's more expensive. We're falling into the ocean. We have snakes. We have alligators. We have so many crazy people. What could DeSantis do to hurt us more?
I don't know how this happens. DeSantis suspended a twice elected Democratic state attorney and appointed a Federalist Society judge to replace him.
What the fuck? That's how he's killing us?
How is he able to get rid of a democratically elected state attorney? I think he... Let me see. What did they get the guy on?
Oh, there was something. They fucked this guy over?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a setup?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This says, defiant Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren responds to DeSantis' attempt to suspend him. He says, based on the governor's track record with unconstitutional orders, this one will be just as unconstitutional. He suspends state's attorney who opposed prosecuting abortion and sex reassignment crimes.
Oh, I see.
So, you know what? I saw the opening of, here it is.
The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in individual state attorneys. And so when you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make your...
So he's upset about these state attorneys that pick and choose what they're going to enforce.
Right.
And that they should be enforcing every law.
This is like...
Be careful what you ask for, Ron.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I mean,
be careful what you ask for, Ron.
I mean, what about looking into the way DeSantis hid the deaths, the number of deaths in Florida from COVID?
Yeah, that's not even coming out yet. That's why we need to elect a Democrat, y'all, to the governorship here, because maybe they'll be able to get some sanity going a little. They're still going to have a hostile state legislature.
You know, Florida at some point, I mean, it's just going to, this state is going to have a hurricane season that gets longer and longer. It's like you have to have people that their main interest is like, how are people going to survive in this shithole?
So, independents, take a look at what DeSantis is doing in Florida.
Why would an independent have anything to do with DeSantis? It makes no sense. I mean, the way he's sticking his dick in education.
These are probably the independents that liked Trump at first, but didn't vote for him the second time because, you know, they didn't like what he did.
Are they racist?
But, oh, well, probably.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they don't care gay people. Let them get married. Right. They don't care. You know, they're probably not religious. They're the kind of the bros.
But doesn't it bother them that their government might go after, persecute, or legislate against the interests of gay people?
They don't, they're on the good side of that social issue. They may even be pro-choice.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, fiscal, I'm a fiscal conservative in the Republicans. The Democrats just like to spend too much money. And
yeah. Well, DeSantis then isn't your candidate. Because that guy's straight up Handmaid's Tale.
But he's now, it says DeSantis is facing backlash after suspending Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren.
Yes.
Over Warren's promise not to prosecute people who seek or provide abortions in Florida.
Damn. See, I like how these prosecutors are standing up to these. Somebody did that in Texas recently, right? We listened to some prosecutor that says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go after people for that. That's insane.
And he hasn't even done anything. He just said something.
Right. I mean, I think that's the only move, though, if you're a reputable person. If you're like, not, I don't know, if you're a good person or something, how do you allow yourself to be part of a system that would put women in jail for getting an abortion. I mean, I don't understand how any... God, you think they love it? I mean, it's like... You're a fucking
cruelty
fascist.
Cruelty is the point.
But
yeah.
You're part of this Nazi shit at that point.
With a scintillating and I'm sure quite on point legal analysis of this, of Ron DeSantis, you'll recognize these mellifluous tones.
Right.
Well, I think it's the right decision. I mean,
I'm upset. You know, it took me 2 seconds, actually.
This time it is Rudy. Giuliani on I
so
don't know
much
what
energy
on.
He has
he's on
you
Newsmax
know?
Here he is on Newsmax talking about he thinks it's a great decision for DeSantis to get rid of the state attorney.
Right.
It's okay. The right decision. I mean he refuses to enforce certain categories of laws. The minute a district attorney, or in his case a state's attorney, does that, he's subject to removal for violating the general oath that he takes to enforce the laws. Remember, when all these people are sworn in, they raise their right hand. I probably swore in 1,000 prosecutors. And they swear to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the state in which they are working.
Thank you.
Well, he refuses to enforce any criminal.
Anyway, there you go.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But there you go. He's refusing to enforce.
It's weird to think about a guy this state's attorney doesn't want to enforce these forced birth laws, right? They don't want to give exceptions for instance. It's just weird to hear Rudy talking about this. It just seems like he seems like an authority figure in this, but on the bad side, because he literally married his cousin or something like that. I mean, you know.
Meanwhile, both Charlie Crist and Nikki Fried have called DeSantis an autocrat. Threat to democracy over firing this. And in the rest of that, that Rudy said, he mentions, by the way, that this is a Soros-backed attorney, state's attorney. He's Soros-backed. So he got Soros money.
Hey, Rudy, we understand that you're anti-Semitic. Thank you.
So probably some organization that Soros donated to created donated money to this state's attorney in the election. And he's Soros-backed.
Because they like him.
He's Soros-backed. Ryan, he's Soros backed.
what can we talk about the landscaping place, Rudy? We never really got a good answer on that.
We got a great deal on that place though.
Why did you call it? Why did you have someone make that reservation at that place? At Four Seasons Landscape across from that dildo shop.
Right. And the crematorium.
Oh, that's right. Look at this strip mall we're at.
Really, just a perfect metaphor for the Republican Party.
And it was about a stop the steal thing, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
President Trump's innocent.
It was one of his big revelations.
Buy a tour. You can buy an inflatable torso to fuck on your way home. I mean, my head just trimmed.
Oh, Republicans.
Those sex toys of it, Rudy's like, does this vibrating butthole come with its batteries or do I gotta charge it? Doesn't make any sense.
This is it's still Faithless Friday, don't forget.
Jesus.
I don't know if we've ever played this guy, but this is a another one of these hate preachers.
Perfect.
But they're saying, we'll convert your children. You know how they convert children? By molesting them. By abusing them. That's how they convert children. That's how people even become homosexuals, is by getting molested by one of these creeps. And let me ask you a question. Why would you celebrate a group of people that leads the world in pedophilia? Do you know what Jesus preached about child molesters?
That is not true, by the way. The overwhelming amount of pedophiles are heterosexual pedophiles.
Right. Yeah. And also about like, yeah, I mean, come on. And then let's say Jesus says that, what you're about to say in some version of the Bible. I don't give a fuck. Here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
Right. I don't care what your religious book says about frankly, anything. Yeah. One, I don't care about one syllable in your book of mythology.
Does Lord of the Rings, is Lord of the Rings pro for forced birth? Yes or no? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
who gives a flying shit?
I don't care what Harry Potter says about it either.
Lion, Witch, in the Wardrobe. Pro-choice, right. Anti-choice.
People that leads the world in pedophilia. Do you know what Jesus preached about child molesters? People that would go around flaunting their bodies and doing perversion in front of children? That they should be dealt with by the government. Capital punishment.
What?
Jesus is like, listen, if you see anybody out there flaunting their bodies in front of children, I want to kill them, okay? He said that?
And who on the screen, Mark 9:42, and whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck as he were cast into, and he were cast into the sea.
Well,
whoever shall offend one of the little ones that believed in me.
Okay, I will say this. I'm anti-capital punishment, and I don't think you should tie a millstone around anyone's neck and throw them in the ocean.
Yeah, and I don't
know. That's crazy.
Capital punishment. I believe that all of these...
Oh, and there's Leviticus, you know, the most... God. Masturbated to section of by evangelicals.
People that wouldn't be caught dead reading a book want us to live by some book that I don't think they read, even.
But all of these drag queens, right, should be lined up, every single one of them, that...
What the fuck
lined
is...
up, what do you think, Ryan? And severely spoken to and have a finger wagged in their faces?
Well, I think...
What do you think this motherfucker is going to say?
I don't know, Pat.
I believe... that all of these drag queens, right, should be lined up, every single one of them that has flaunted their body in a sexual manner in front of children. I believe that they should all be lined up, and by the power of the United States Constitution and the authority of God's word, should be dealt with via firing squad.
Well, let's walk out to, let's go to Stone Mountain on a hot afternoon and see... some of these Trumpists with their giant titties hanging out.
Oh, yeah, let's throw them
and their
the
big guns
mountain.
and their big beer bellies.
What the fuck? This guy is, this is literally,
moves.
I mean, this is a culture war.
Flouncing around in a sexual manner.
Go fuck yourself,
a drag
idiot.
Queen reading a book to a bunch of kids in a library is performing in a sexual manner, Ryan.
Listen, this fuck, let's say this is a movie. This is where a character I'll call Dexter. We cut to Dexter. Dexter's like, oh, what am I doing?
We don't.
No, I'm just saying it's a movie. I'm just saying I put this guy on Dexter's fucking radar.
It's a bad
fuck
movie.
This motherfucker.
Dexter was a bad guy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
This word should be dealt with via firing squad. The only reason they adopt children is probably to molest them.
Oh, God,
you dumb fuck. You know, and the problem with this is somebody listens to this is going to go beat up gay people because of it or some bullshit like that. Fuck this motherfucker. Fuck him.
He's fucking Christians, man.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Climb up on your cross.
I think we'll have a lot more clips from CPAC on Monday.
CPAC.
So we'll bleed over Faithless Friday onto Monday because... you know, there's a lot of batshittery going down.
I know. This Viktor Orban can fuck off.
Viktor Orban.
Fuck? Get the fuck out of here,
speaking
motherfucker.
Speaking of CPAC. We're about done here almost.
Oh,
we
okay.
Only got like about a minute or two left.
Right.
Does Viktor Orban speak English? Or I think not. They're probably...
I don't know.
They're probably... I don't know.
That's the
translating for him, I think.
Is that the biggest star at CPAC? Is Kirk Cameron making an appearance, or Chachi, or whatever his fucking name is, or just Viktor Orban?
I think Kirk Cameron is headlining.
Kirk Cameron's here, everybody. I bet Kirk Cameron is there tonguing Viktor Orban's balls. Most definitely.
Oh, sure. Because Viktor Orban, heavily Catholic.
Kevin Sorbo is there. Is that true?
What is this? This is...
I talked recently with a college kid at one of these schools who said at each class, before any student speaks, they're required to introduce themselves, say their name, and say my pronouns are.
Great.
Well, my name is Ted Cruz, and my pronouns are...
Cunt. Oh. I'm sorry. I don't want to step on his
this
line.
This guy...
It's Ted Cruz, and my pronouns are kiss my ass.
Oh, my God. He, what am I better reaction than Rick Scott, I'll say.
That guy came in second.
Somehow Ted Cruz...
Trump. In 2016.
And
this,
they're standing, by the way. They're hey, just, he's God. Getting a standing O for that.
Are there people pointing guns at them to laugh at this shit? Or, but this is so, you're a lame motherfucker.
This is the height of entertainment at CPAC, Ryan.
I can't believe his wife. There's no way they have sex. I mean, who could do that to themselves? Who could? How do you fuck this guy? I mean, he's, good God, what a vile creature. Jeez.
How do you have any respect for him when Trump said you were ugly? And Ted Cruz came out on TV and said, "Yeah, I'll punch him in the nose or something." You talked about my wife like that. And then 2 weeks later, he was rimming Trump so hard that Trump's eyes were bulging with every tongue thrust.
Oh, his tongue was on fire. How can you guys, how the fuck does, what's wrong with Ted? How can he live with himself?
I don't know.
I really don't get it. He's so gross. How do you even look in the mirror and not just projectile vomit? No offense.
I'm going to have to look into this, but there's something weird at CPAC.
Oh.
It's some kind of performance art. It's
I know what this is. This is on Facebook.com/crabdiving. It's a guy in an orange jumpsuit
crying. In a jail crying.
I meant to mention this.
Oh. We don't have time. We'll get to this on Monday, but this is fucking
that
bizarre.
Jezebel story, man. It's crazy.
At this CPAC booth, you receive a silent disco headset that plays harrowing testimony from people arrested for participating in January 6th. You get to stand around and watch this guy cry.
It's performance art!
What is going on? You gotta get out.
They are fucking nuts. That's what's going on.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.